secret and classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Fox News has obtained an inventory of the material seized earlier this week from former President Trump's Florida home.
We're told that the FBI took 20 boxes of items from the premises, including one set of documents marked as various classified, top secretive, and sensitive information documents. The property receipt, which is also part of this, indicates that FBI agents collected four sets of top secret documents, three sets of secret documents, and three sets of confidential documents.
Fox's David Spond, the former president, today on his media site saying those documents had all been declassified, adding the Justice Department could have simply asked for them. The House is debating a legislative package dubbed the Inflation Reduction Act before a vote that could lead to final passage. Democrats say it will lower prescription drug costs, reduce inflation, and fight climate change. Author Salman Rushdie was attacked before giving a speech in Western New York this morning. Fox's Brian Yenis is in Chautauqua, New York.
The New York State Police says at just about 11 a.m. today, Salman Rushdie was on stage when he suffered an apparent stab to his neck. The suspect is in custody. The 75-year-old is a renowned author of 14 novels, but it was his book, The Satanic Verses, that got him banned from Iran in 1988. A bounty was put on Salman Rushdie's head for over $3 million.
Officials say Rushdie was airlifted to a hospital where he's undergoing surgery. Minnesota Republican Brad Finstad's been sworn in as the newest member of the U.S. House. He gives the GOP one more seat, which means Democrats can't afford to lose more than four votes on close issues. Finstad won a special election to fill the seat of the late Republican Congressman Jim Hagedorn. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Authorities are investigating the motives of an armed man who they say tried to breach the FBI's Cincinnati office yesterday, fled, and was shot and killed in a standoff with police. Federal investigators are examining whether the gunman may have had ties to far-right extremist groups, including the Proud Boys. A Wake County, North Carolina deputy was shot and killed late last night.
We have an investigation to find out who's responsible for our loss. Lost with this county.
Wake County Sheriff Gerald Baker says the search for a suspect continues. Johnson & Johnson says it will stop global sales of its talc-based baby powder.
By 2023, all Johnson & Johnson baby powder sold globally will be cornstarch-based, ending sales of its talc-based products. The announcement comes more than 2 years after Johnson & Johnson stopped selling talc-based baby powder in the U.S. and Canada. J&J cites commercial reasons for the switch, but it has already paid out more than $3 billion in settlements after almost a decade of lawsuits accusing the company of hiding cancer risks tied to talc. It still faces about 38,000 lawsuits from consumers and their survivors who say talc products caused cancer due to contamination with asbestos. Johnson & Johnson denies the allegations, saying their product testing and regulatory approvals have shown talc is safe. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The nation's top public health agency relaxing its COVID-19 guidelines and dropping recommendations that Americans quarantine if they come into close contact with an infected person. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also says people no longer need to stay at least 6 feet away from others. Those changes are driven by a recognition that about 95% of Americans 16 and older have acquired some level of immunity, either from being vaccinated or infected by the virus. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.